This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening. Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing. In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Joy 94.9, Rihanna there without Chris Brown, that version that is Cake here on Joy 94.9, Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. See, that was quite a hit over in the States.
It was. It was like dropped every single day. We were at the pool parties. We heard it all the time throughout the day. And you know what's sexier than Rihanna singing Cake?
What?
Nothing.
I've got to say, the Rihanna had me. Now, you're a Rihanna fan. You're more of a Rihanna fan than I am. But as soon as she said Cake, I'm like, I'm there. You sold it. You sold it.
Do you know what? Rihanna is actually right now here in Sydney. Can you believe that? I know where she's staying.
Why don't you go get your binoculars out and do what a good number one fan would do?
Oh, Lordy. Well, I actually was invited to the premiere. She was here for the premiere of Battleships. And I think was she at the Logies, by any chance?
She could be.
She could be. Anyway, that's the word on the street. Okay. But I'm very tempted to go down and go to the hotel that she's staying at. She's staying just near the Rocks. And I just want to sit outside and just wait for her. I just want to wait for her.
Why don't you send her some cake?
I should go.
Is there, like, red velvet cake is big over in the States. And maybe, I'm guessing, Rihanna would be a fan of the red velvet cake, because I am. So Rihanna has to be. So send her some red velvet cake and put something creative on it, like the Her Society website or something that will direct her.
Rihanna, will you lick the icing off my cake?
There you go. There you go. Sorry. Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, it's very, very smooth there, Zeeb. We've been asking you about your favourite destinations, and a text in from Byron, the newsboy. Hello, Byron. He says, hi, Ginny and Zeebs. I love how everyone's calling you Zeebu now. You know, we've got gurus calling you Zeebu. We've got newsboys calling you Zeebu. It is a Zeebu revolution started by me. Me.
You know how surprised people are going, like, who the hell is Zeebu? I thought your co-host was Natalie. It's like, well, I thought your co-host was Natalie too. I thought I was Natalie, but I'm not. Now I'm Zeebu to Zibby. I don't know.
You know what I love? In a few days' time, up on joy.org.au, Her Society will change to with Ginny and Zeebu. I would have nothing to do with it. That newsboy Byron says his favourite escape place is Lyon in France. Oh, we got a lot of France ones coming in.
Wait. It's Lyon.
Lyon. But he spelled it L-Y-O-N. There was no accents, no nothing. Is it Lyon?
Yeah. It's Lyon. It's Lyon.
All right. Well, it's Lyon, but he spelled it like Lyon. Come on, B. Gotta help me out here, boy.
I forget you're Sri Lankan. I forget.
I'm so glad you acknowledge that I was Sri Lankan. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. We've got Neon Hitch and Chaka Khan Plus, the official release date of the L Word Season 3, coming up after these announcements.
Listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
I was telling you a story before about my floral experience.
I want to hear yours.
The second girl that
second
I sent
girl.
Flowers. We went out once. We met twice, that kind of thing.
Smoochie, smoochie, hubba, hubba.
She lives in a rural area. Hello, this is June from the florist.
Yeah, Ginny's romantic. Sends over an 80-year-old girl carrying pine cones. She's scared to talk to you.
Is she?
Probably.
Well, it's too late now. That's one of my stories. I'll tell you another pollen story later.
If anything offends you, please visit
Oh my God, I can't believe Ginny and Natalie said that.com.au.
Joy 94.9, Neon Hitch there, Love You Better. It's a slightly less explicit version than her original version, to say the least, because she says another word there, which I cannot say on air at this time slot. Can I, Zeebu?
Nah, maybe not. You can replace the word with fart.
Well, I can fart you better. Well, Zeebu, I think my little knees might have something. We can present you better. How does that sound?
We can kiss-miss you better.
That is wonderful. There you go. Neon Hitch there. We are revolutionising her songs. But speaking of things that are revolutionary, shows like The L Word have brought up reality spin-offs like The Real L Word. And we got to hang with Whitney Mixer when we were over in LA.
Oh, we did. We caught up with Whitney and the Juicy crew that were down here last October and November. They were here in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. But that was definitely one of the highlights. I've got three highlights of LA. And highlight number one was definitely catching up with the crew again. It was so good to see them all.
Yes, that was one of the highlights. What's the other two? I'm so curious now.
The other two, well, the number two was Chaka Khan.
Yes.
It definitely was Chaka Khan. I mean, a soul diva, a living legend. Do you know what I mean? Like, meeting Chaka Khan was definitely a bucket list a tick. You know what I mean? And Winter Gordon, I must say.
I would agree with you. I have to say, Chaka Khan, now, my sister grew up with her music, so I kind of grew up through listening to my sister listening to her music. But I've got to say, there are rumours about Chaka Khan's height. Now, I've got to say, there's a photo up on Her Society, the Facebook group, facebook.com/Her Society Online. Zebu actually is standing to the right of Chaka Khan. I'm to the left. Now, Zebu, being Natalie, looks taller. I look shorter. Now, I've got to say, I'm actually kneeling. Chaka Khan is not taller than me. She's short. And that includes her throw height as well, people. I am not shorter than Chaka Khan. Just putting it out there.
I am 5'6", and I was wearing shoes. So let's say in that photo, I am 5'7".
Yes.
So Chaka Khan is very short in comparison to me.
She's
5'5". I don't think I'm tall.
I would say she's
not that tall.
Well, I was wearing heels that day, so I'm 5'6", too, so I would be about 5'7", 5'8", let's just say, or if maybe a little bit more. But Chaka Khan was probably about 5'5", 5'4". But, you know, when you meet someone so legendary, like, you don't know what to say to them. Did you get a little bit nervous when you had to talk to her?
I did a little bit, and I was going to say something more to Chaka, but I could feel my voice starting to tremble a little bit, so my head just went, Nat, just shut up. Seriously, like, I was just like, yeah, there's no chance I can talk to her now. But I was so nervous because I was holding a record for Chaka to sign for one of our good friends, one of our good DJ friends. And I was just nervous talking to her manager as it is about getting it signed. And when we were approaching Chaka and she grabbed the record to sign it, I was just like, forget about it.
Now, when I get nervous, generally it's around pretty women or generally around superstars like Chaka Khan. When I get nervous, Ebu, I just say, hi! And my voice goes high-pitched and it stops. That's all that comes out of my mouth. Just a high-pitched. That's all you're getting from me.
First of all, we've established in our previous couple of shows back that you do actually go silent when you are around pretty women. We know that. We had a whole show dedicated to how you shut up.
Exactly. Yeah, and you loved it. You loved it, that whole show when we're talking about silence.
Absolutely had a ball. Absolutely. But no, I agree. Like meeting, I don't really get starstruck, but with Chaka, again, growing up, my mom listened to her. One of her songs, Through the Fire, was quite a meaningful song to our whole family. And it was lovely. Like, I thought she was just going to bang out her really upbeat stuff. You know, when she stopped and sang Through the Fire and other stuff, it was just like, oh, my God, she's, like, breaking out all the old school stuff. And I love it. You know, she started singing when she was 17. And she wrote this one song when she was 17. And she sung it then, too. It was just... took us down memory lane. It was fantastic.
It was fantastic too, because when we actually saw her beforehand, and this is a little bit of insight into painting a picture before Chaka Khan performed, she was carrying this whip and she had it hoisted over the back of her shoulder. And I'm like, this woman is fierce. She can really take out a few eyes at Dinosaur if anyone misbehaved.
Well, you know what? For someone like Chaka Khan to come to a party, the biggest lesbian party in the world with 10,000 women, I would bring a whip too.
Well, you know what I loved about something that Chaka Khan said? Now, our good friend Anaya Day, who's a great friend of Her Society, she taught me a few sayings that they use in the music world and in New York, and one of them is about the children. Now, if anyone asks you over in the States, is she the children? They're actually asking you if he or she, that person, is gay or lesbian or in our community. And when Chaka Khan got on stage, she goes, you know what? I love this audience. The children make the best audience. I knew exactly what she was talking about. Exactly.
You were probably the only one that actually understood. People are probably going, you're calling me a kid?
Exactly. It's like, what's going on there?
I heard that, and actually, because I wasn't with you, because I ran back to the hotel room to grab the camera, and then I came back, and she was already performing. But you were somewhere else, and I was somewhere else, and I was recording. And I remember her saying that. And I'm like, oh, and I was looking around for you to see if I could find you to see your reaction. And I was like, oh, I understood that. Oh, wee-wee, she's somewhere in the crowd. Anyway, yes. I knew you would get it. I knew you would be like, oh, my God, I understand.
Exactly. I got Chaka Khan when she talked about the children. But speaking of Chaka Khan, here's one of her famous tracks, I Feel For You. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie.
Listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
Are you going to poke your mum?
Oh, too much.
Can you not? How would you celebrate International Lesbians Day?
Wink, wink, or a nudge, nudge, or a poke, poke.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm still getting over your mum.
Well, as long as you're not under... Okay.
If anything offends you, please visit...
Oh, my God, I can't believe Ginny and Natalie said that.com.au.
Oh, my God, the time went fast again.
Again. But before, we did promise you the release date of The Real L Word Season 3. And Zeebo, the date is...
Thursday the 12th of July.
There you go. Season 3 of The Real L Word, one of your favourite reality TV series that is happening at the moment. It's very exciting. Next week, we'll be back at 6 p.m. Same time, same place, right here on Joy 94.9. But you can keep in touch with everything that we're doing via our Facebook page, Zeebo.
Facebook.com/Her Society Online, or you can jump on our website, hersocietyonline.com.au, or Twitter, Her Society Live.
We've got all our podcasts, all our interviews, and everything that we've been up to, all our antics, some photos from LA. We'll put up a photo. We'll put up an album later, I think. Zeebo.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of photos put in there. A lot of us posing at very random positions.
Exactly, and it's a very, very funny thing to be a part of. But time for us to scoot out, Zeebo. Any final words?
Yes, I want to say a special hello to a very special someone listening all the way in India. She knows who she is. She's working hard on set at the moment, so hello.
Hello, Miss India, I'm going to call you. But stay tuned. We've got a whole lot of happening after 7 o'clock. A Touch of Pink with Dennis and Dick. We will see you next week. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey. Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment. Or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.